Wednesday evening at 5 to 6pm on sirenonline.co.uk. Settle back and enjoy a little bit of Michelle Monroe magic on the Midweek Drive.
You see, news times might go and vanish, but fundamentally, as indeed she announced on her Christmas letter to the world, which was always nice, Michelle Monroe sends one of those wonderful, it's not a round robin Christmas email, it's very much a case of what she's been doing over the year. And indeed, Siren FM got a mention for the fact that we have insisted that she deliver not one, not two, 26 pre-recorded Michelle Monroe pieces, all
yes,
set.
That's only for backup, because obviously we'll be doing some live.
Yes. Whether she's in Australia, whether she's in America, whatever systems we've actually got, the Lord will know that Michelle Monroe will actually be here.
I use the word insisted. You know.
I did notice that, actually, and it's quite true, because we did, actually,
you did,
Michelle.
Actually,
yeah, so. We did. She was vacillating.
I actually rang and said, I'm going away, so you'll have to make other arrangements. And you said, well, do we? We'd rather like it to carry on.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. I mean, otherwise Joy would just walk away and say, look, no Michelle Monroe, no Joy Knight.
Absolutely,
well,
yes.
You know, have a national walkout, Alex.
In fact, to be fair, when we were talking last week at the Siren Christmas party, Joy did specifically say, isn't it time? I've been doing these shows, you know, for a couple of years now, you know, longer now than Jill Sennett, amongst others, and Sir Jimmy Savile, God rest his soul. But in terms of the thing, you did suggest you wanted to build up... You wanted
a dream lineup.
Dream lineup. And, Michelle, you were in there.
Joy,
yes.
Thank you for that. But, Joy, I don't get invited for the calendar or the Christmas party.
I know, it's
a
disgrace.
I really feel a member of the team as that.
Michelle, you are not just not you. You have been name checked in the calendar. Isn't that right, Natalie?
Yes, I can confirm that, Michelle. Yeah.
There you are. Okay. You have. It'll be in the post, hopefully, to get to you before you actually. In fact, you can take a copy of the Siren calendar to. In fact, Joy, you've seen the calendar. You've seen Michelle Monroe.
Yes.
Name checked in there.
I did see your name in it, but it would have been nicer if there had been a photo of Michelle, wouldn't there?
There you
Look,
are.
I wasn't responsible for photos. You
I
have
could
to.
Have done no. Octopussy or something.
Yeah.
No, it was ping pong.
It was ping pong this year.
And the sort of things you could do with a ping pong ball, I don't want to go into at this particular stage because that's a different line of
Alex.
Time. Alex! But it's true! I'm not talking...
Shocked!
She has unbeatable talents in all sorts of ways, etc.
Wow. Looking forward to Christmas?
Always, exactly. Yeah. It's a tremendous time. Let's just do a little round robin. Sarah Bullimore, are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am very much.
Very much, etc. Joy Knight, are you looking forward to buying presents for Kieran and Richard?
Yes.
Yeah, have you bought it as yet? Have you bought the presents as yet?
Some. Yeah.
Some?
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to say what they are.
It's not the presenty bit that I like.
It's Father Christmas.
It's just having a nice old relaxing time
Christmas.
And just getting settled down, hunkered down with the family, really. Playing top trumps.
Top trumps?
Yeah.
Right. So is it the Queen's speech, bit of Morris dance, saying top trumps?
No Queen's speech for me. Just straight into top trumps.
Straight into top
after
trumps.
Dinner, yeah.
Right. I love Christmas because that was the time Daddy was always home. And so we used to love it, you know?
Yeah.
And I always put the tree up on the 1st of December because that's Dad's birthday. Oh. So I've still carried on to do that. Yeah. So, yes, and I get all excited because the music's great as well. And
I love Christmas music.
It stirs up the wonderful memories of past halcyon days.
But they're always with us. Christmas present, Christmas past, Christmas future. Naturally, Christmas in Selby. Happy days.
I don't really enjoy Christmas.
Aww.
Horror.
Why is that, Natalie?
It's really boring.
Oh, hang on a minute. It's you're under 20, obviously.
Yeah.
When you work full time and you get very little time off, Christmas is one of the pleasures you spend with the family.
Oh. Katie, who is actually the sole member of the team, who actually is under 20.
I am 20.
You are 20?
Yes.
Oh, there we are. I thought you were just 14. But I'm not. I thought you were sort of accelerated precocious child doing your degree, sort of when you're 14, CV, your PhD by the time you're 18, actually, with like Joy. In terms of that, like Christmas in Birmingham, is it happy days?
Yeah. Although I can't wait to go back tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What time are you leaving tomorrow?
Half ten.
Right. So you could technically do the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, 8 through 10. Sorry, Michelle.
Sorry, my son's just come home from uni.
There we are. And
Another reason to be excited about Christmas.
He's at Warwick.
He's at Warwick studying physics.
There you are, you say. Yeah, marvellous. In fact, you know, the facts about the whole Monroe clan, they can be here, there and everywhere, really.
Well, we can. Mm. Now, let's talk about my choice, shall we? Now, my father recorded a number of songs over the years by the Beatles. Now, from All My Loving in the early 1965 through to The Long and Winding Road 10 years later, not forgetting, of course, his hit version of Yesterday. Now, these are all Lennon and McCartney compositions, and today's choice is no exception. Not that Dad had anything against the writing of George Harrison. He actually recorded Harrison's Isn't It a Pity in 1971 and often expressed a desire to record something. And although this never happened, he did perform it regularly live. Now, tonight's particular song was first released by the Beatles on the album Revolver, and my father recorded it the following year in Hollywood with Sid Feller providing the arrangement. It has a particularly apt title, considering Dad's touring commitments at the time. You could have said he was here, there and everywhere.
Here, making each day of the year and everywhere, here, there, and everywhere.
Sarah Bullimore, Here, There and Everywhere.
It's very beautiful.
Indeed, yeah. Joy
Knight. Loved it.
In fact, you're going to listen to the Beatles Here, There and Everywhere at home just to actually compare details.
Yes, and because I was just saying, Michelle, I've got the album Revolver at home, but I couldn't place it, and so I'm going to have to go back and listen to it and then compare the two.
Yes, actually, you should listen to both of their versions of Yesterday as well.
Oh, I will, yes.
It's quite different. Mm. And I would like to know which one you prefer. And I won't take exceptions. All right. No, it'd be interesting to get your viewpoint.
Yeah, no, I'll do so.
We can talk about it next week.
We will.
Wonderful.
Natalie, Here, There and Everywhere.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. Mm.
Katie.
Good.
Would your gran have appreciated that? Would grandmama Katie, grandmama Grimerson, would she have sort of said yes? That's
yeah.
Has she been going to see your sister graduate?
No,
just your mother.
Yeah,
and father go along as well.
Yeah,
that's very good.
I've got a new piece for us next year when I'm home. Next June, July, when I get back.
Yes.
When we've got some regulars in the studio, I thought we'd have a hit or miss day.
A hit or miss day.
I will play a record, and your panel will have to tell me whether it hit or miss.
Hey,
that sounds fun.
Talk about it the following week.
It's so wondrous. It's a bit like kind of going retro to the future. It's quite literally Back to the Future without a DeLorean.
Don't you know? Think?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Or I think it's excellent. Once again, Michelle, genius.
Genius. Thank you so much. Yeah. And I thought this way, they can all decide. We can talk about it the following week. Mm. See who gets it right more often than not.
Well, yeah. That's it. Yeah. Splendid. So, moving on then, I think it's so Joy, you've proved you can actually. Katie, have you asked the last two questions yet?
No.
No, you haven't. Right, well, it's off you go, my girl.
Michelle, have you enjoyed your telephonic conversation with us this evening?
Loved it. Love it when there's a full house.
And will you be joining us again soon?
I will. I shall join you next Wednesday, just a couple of days before Christmas, so I can wish everybody good tidings.